This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new statewide survey finds Colorado kids increasingly view substance use with more caution. That's according to the 2025 Healthy Kids Colorado Survey, which is conducted every other year. The data show the use of substances like marijuana, cigarettes, prescription pain medicine misuse, and alcohol declined or was unchanged. Rachel O'Brien of the group One Chance to Grow Up says it matters when adults talk about underage substance abuse.
We know that it's a protective factor, that teens who know that the parents and the people in their life think underage use is wrong, they're 72% less likely to use.
Among youth who report vaping, most used flavored vapes. At Denver International Airport, officials are looking at a range of types of energy to keep the airport working as it grows. CEO Phil Washington says that includes leveraging its large solar array.
What we do know is that we cannot afford the outages that we have had. And this is no knock on the grid provider, but I can't afford to be down. Any airport cannot afford to be down. We've had far too many outages.
Washington says a roadmap aims for DIA to be energy independent and that they have received proposals ranging from geothermal to nuclear energy. As temperatures rise, Coloradans are being warned to watch out for harmful blue-green algae blooms in lakes and ponds. Here's Haley May.
The blooms, also known as cyanobacteria, thrive in warm, slow-moving water in summer months. Some can produce toxins that make people sick and can be deadly for dogs and other animals. Officials say harmful blooms often look like pea soup, spilled green paint, or thick foam floating on the water's surface. Health experts recommend keeping children and pets away from water that appears discolored or has